You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you trying to just put a smile on my face? Is that what you're doing?
Is it working? Is it working?
Oh, my. Hey, Bulldog. It's originally titled Hey, Bullfrog.
Really? Why'd they change it?
Because towards the end of the recording, Paul McCartney started barking sounds.
Oh, okay.
So they changed it from Bullfrog to Bulldog. All I know
Stop
is it rocks
barking,
out.
Stop barking, Paul.
Nobody ever asked him what he was. So, listen, we've got a lot going on the show today, including a mind bender, some pretty funny conversations about stuff that we want to have, including posing for pictures, which is going to be a fun chat today. But let's talk a little bit about what you were doing in your bedroom last night.
Well, I think everybody by now has seen the hundreds upon hundreds of social media posts about Snowmageddon coming. Mm-hmm. Starting Friday through Sunday, I guess. Have you seen some of the totals, Dom?
Well, here's what I want to say. I was lying in bed, and I was scrolling through some of the news stories on my digital tablet. And I came across one that dropped the number 40.
Yeah.
And I said, no.
In Denver.
Yeah. And I said, that can't be right. No. 40 inches of snow possible in this storm? I don't think so. I mean, I was part of that, the broadcasting days of the St. Patrick's Day blizzard of 2003. And I believe that was 31 inches, I think.
That was a lot of
officially.
Snow. I mean, they say if everything is lining up, the thing is it's still out in California right now. So the models are all over the place. You know, they're predicting like crazy right now. But yeah, they say in worst case scenario, if everything does line up, it's going to be historic.
Okay, because I was thinking of that 31-inch storm, you know, 18 years ago, and to think another third of that on top of it?
I know, I was watching the news stories about that 2003 storm and how buildings were crumbling and roofs were caving in, and boy.
Yeah, and then there was the 97 blizzard, and the reason I recall that is because I don't remember the actual blizzard. I mean, I was around for it, but we ended up having a producer on our show whose brother got married that weekend, and nobody made it to the ceremony except, I think, a couple of family members.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they went ahead and did the wedding.
Might as well. You're there and paid for it, you know?
Yeah.
Let's go through with it.
But because of the, it was an October blizzard, which is really strange. You know, to have 20-something inches in October, but...
We'll see what happens. I mean, I was looking at Mr. Mike Nelson's forecast a little bit ago, and they said it could end up being inches, and then it could be feet. So it's still, you know, we'll know more by Thursday what's going to happen. But I did see the lines at the grocery store and everything. People were posting that. Everyone's got to get the bread and milk. Get the bread and milk.
One of the other stories that I saw mentioned that Boulder could see 6 feet.
Dang.
6 feet?
Well... Keeps the kids indoors. Keeps them from rioting. It'll be good for Boulder.
So what are you doing to prep for this?
So sure enough, I've got this bin under the bed, and I pulled out the bin last night, and every outlet was taken in the bedroom because I was charging flashlights. I was charging multiple battery packs in case we need to charge phones. I was doing a battery count. I had the battery daddy out, Dom, my battery case, seeing how many AA batteries we have. I was locating our camping lanterns, taking count of candles, and Nicole came in. She's like, what are you doing? And then she didn't even wait for an answer. She's like, I love you. She's like, you are just you. And you're Mr. Prepared, and she said, thank you. She just said, thank you for being prepared in case something were to happen.
And all that stuff you've stocked up on in terms of food and toilet paper and everything over the last year
or two.
Sure,
I bet everybody's like that. They've got a little stockpile of extra essentials right now. So we're probably sitting pretty if power does go out for 72 hours or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready, man. All my flashlights are charged, Dom.
What are you going to do about heat?
I don't know that. I don't know. We'll probably have to burn furniture or something. We got a couple chairs I'm not fond of, so those are going first.